we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up.
Get up with Jesse and Jules.
Yesterday was cheeseburger day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Makes me a little bit emotional when it comes to eating a cheeseburger that I thought to myself, I'm going to write a little song about it.
Show us your true feelings.
This is what happened on the way to get my free cheeseburger yesterday. Tune in.
When I go into starvation, my one solution is a cheeseburger because they're so yum. Yeah, yeah, there's one after every roundabout. They're the best after a night out. All the other burgers are tempting. I'm on empty and I want one. They say, just get a Big Mac or why not a pancake stack?
No, wait, let's go get a kebab.
And I'm like, no. Cause all I want is a Macca's cheeseburger.
Really, it's like a mini quarter pounder. All I want is a Macca's cheeseburger. Really, it's like a mini quarter pounder.
Hi, can I please get a cheeseburger, please?
Yeah. Look, love, you're in Red Rooster.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch-up on Hit FM.
So, Jesse, one of the biggest events in LA happened yesterday, the Emmy Awards, and Dean McCarthy was on the gold carpet, and he's on this morning. I can't believe he's still alive right now to fill us all in. Babe, how was it?
Oh, good morning, everyone. Yes, look, it was, to sum it up, it was fabulous. It really was an incredible red carpet, a gold carpet, just like Jules said. The show was amazing. The big winners, Game of Thrones, The Assassination of Gianni Versace was another big winning series. Matthew Rhys took out Best Actor, Claire Foy, Best Actress for The Crown.
Yeah.
I just imagine Queen Elizabeth literally cheering.
The Queen probably made that happen.
Yeah, pulled some strings.
Yeah, she probably made a call. Or she probably sent someone a text, you know. Anyway, the big highlight for me from the show was actually when a guy named Glenn Weiss won. He is a director, and he directed, like, the Oscars, telecast. He directs all the big TV show award show telecast.
Right.
When he won, he went on stage and proposed to his girlfriend.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, in front of the entire world. It was fabulous. That was a highlight for me. But then, really, the true highlight was, of course, catching up with the cast of Game of Thrones. Here we are on the red carpet, just hanging out with the big winners.
Congratulations, 22 nominations. How do you feel?
Just incredible, and so well deserved by our amazing crew and cast and everyone who works so hard and is so talented. So we're just proud of them, really. I am. I'm just like, they deserve it.
Oh, awesome. I'm so jealous. That would be so cool. Ryan.
And what's going on with the story about how Meryl Streep got involved
with Big Little Lies?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay. Let me tell you, I love this story. Big Little Lies, of course, directed, produced, and starring Reese Witherspoon, also stars Nicole Kidman. Very successful first series. Well, they're making a second series. This is what happened, and I'm not even kidding or exaggerating. Meryl Streep called Reese Witherspoon on the phone and said, oh, hi, Reese. She's like, I hear your show isn't doing very well, which is a joke, obviously, because it is very successful. She goes, I'll be joining the cast for the next series. She
invited herself.
Yeah, invited herself.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. What confidence is that, that you could actually just be like, I'm coming on to the next season.
It's like, oh, Meryl,
and
we
you wouldn't even say
voice.
No. You wouldn't even say no. You would create a character.
No one could. Yep. They basically, and you know what she's got? If you watch the first series, she will play Nicole Kidman's deceased husband's mother.
Right.
You know the show?
Yeah.
God, there's a fire in
the... Oh, my gosh.
They're coming for you, Dan. Quick, wrap it up.
Is it the LAPD?
It's the fire brigade. Ah! So here's the thing with America. Their sirens are so loud.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest. It does my head in. Anyway, so good to chat, guys.
All right, babe. Thanks so much for filling us in this morning. All right, here's a first world issue for you. Trolleys going through the self-service checkouts at supermarkets.
Yeah, what about them?
Well, they're getting banned. Coles are banning the trolleys from going through the self-service bit.
Why?
Well, okay, I completely understand why they're doing this. Because it's a very congested space, right?
Yeah.
You're going through self-checkout. It's like a, you know, there's not much room to move around. There's a lot of little checkouts there for you to use. It's hard. It's so hard when there's a trolley going through.
No, this is putting the horse before the cart, before the shopping cart, actually, because the reason it's congested and there's no space for your trolley, You put the checkout, the self-serve checkouts too close together.
Yes, I know.
You're fixing the wrong problem, Coles.
I get that, but they've already fixed those things in, so why change that when you can just stop people from taking the trolleys through? Now,
because we'll go and shove at Woolies or Aldi.
I'm totally okay with this, right? I'm totally okay with the ban because I am someone who does shop on the, like, every day or every second
day. You're a basket shopper.
I am a basket shopper, and I get a little bit annoyed when I see someone coming through with their big trolley.
When someone turns up in a shopping centre with a shopping trolley.
It kind of frustrates me a little bit, but I do say that if they are going to implement these changes of stopping the trolleys from going in through the self-service checkout, they need to open up those lanes of the people scanning the stuff and putting you through. I'm sure, like, I don't know much about supermarkets, but I'm sure they've thought of that already. I'm not inventing something new here.
Let's hope so.
Fingers crossed. So,
Cross,
I don't know.
Trolley kids.
I just don't know how they're going to implement this, like,
do you have a security guard on the front? Like, excuse me, mate, what do you reckon you're doing with that trolley? You got to hand carry that.
The only other thing as well, too, and because I'm a dog owner, dog food is very heavy. And sometimes
Now you want a trolley now.
Exactly. And if I've got a trolley, but I've only got like 12 cans of dog food in a bag, you know, I'm going to have to line up.
Well, you're a basket shopper, mate.
I don't know what to do in this situation.
You're so torn.
I am. But if you do want to read more about this, all you need to do is go to hit.com.au and get all the deets.
Dirty before 6:30.
The jokes that are a little bit more adult than...
Jokes.
The segments.
I was like, oh, now we're getting good. We're doing dirty before 6:30 jokes.
Oh, sorry, I've oversold it already, haven't I? No, the stories that we got to cover that are a little bit more adult than... So we do them earlier in the show when kids are less likely to be listening. Now, this morning, it involves drink driving.
Oh, okay.
Right? Which is obviously good. Right. Now, whenever you go out, you always plan that next stage of your trip. How do you get home?
Plan B.
Yep. Or if you're going to an airport, how are you going to get from that airport? And a common theme is to get an Uber.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately for this guy, he flew into an international airport in India.
Right.
Booked his Uber.
Yeah.
Jumped in the Uber.
Yeah.
Driver's hammered.
Yeah.
And he's only realised once he's got in the car that the driver's, he's completely gone. And so what he did was not long out of the airport, he asked the driver to pull over and then he took the driver out of the driver's seat, chucked him in the passenger seat.
Oh, he was that drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then drove the 30 Ks back to his place in the Uber driver's car.
Oh, my gosh. Did he get a refund? Because when you book an Uber, you pay straight away. That's the thing. Like, you pay before you actually even jump into the car.
No, you only pay once the drive is complete in case the fare changes at the end.
Oh.
But you can get refunds. Uber is quite liberal with their refunds.
Right. So did you get a refund or not?
So I'm pretty sure he would have gotten a refund because he did post it to Twitter and say...
when you post it to Twitter, you may
tag in Uber India and everyone's gone, look at this photo of this driver who's passed
he
out.
He took a photo.
Yeah.
He took photos. Oh, my gosh, that's even better.
So this bloke's just sitting there in the passenger seat, half asleep, while this other guy's doing all the work. I mean, to be fair, sometimes I've got in an Uber and the driver's driving has been quite poor.
Oh.
So if my driving was better, maybe you still give him 5 stars. I don't know.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM, the best show featuring a guy called Jesse and a girl called Jules. Probably.
Jules, figures the other day say that 1 in 4 Aussies experience anxiety.
I'm one of them.
Yeah.
Like, I actually thought the number would be much higher than that.
Well, I think it probably is, but a lot of people, I mean, I had it, it comes and goes sometimes. I mean, I had it something fierce in high school.
Yeah.
And I don't seem to get it as much anymore, but it's super duper common. And often you're trying to find ways to boost your confidence.
Yeah, always.
Apparently this is something you can actually kind of do, is manufacture a bit of confidence. The reason I know this is because Narelle East is an expert in credibility and reputation and boosting boosting your confidence. She joined us right now. Good morning, Neryl.
Hello there. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Our pleasure. You're about to solve a huge problem for us.
Well, hopefully. Anyway, and Neryl, is one in four Australians experiencing anxiety? Did you think that number would be higher as well too? Like, I know it's still one in four, but I just thought it would be much higher.
It's still, you know, it's a lot, isn't it? Mm. However you slice and dice it. I mean, Beyond Blue tell us that anxiety is actually the most common mental health condition in Australia.
Yeah.
So I guess that puts it in some perspective. And in fact, the figure is around one in three women and one in five men will experience anxiety. So it's pretty incredible. I think we're kind of in the grips of an anxiety epidemic at the moment.
Now, you've got some tips to kind of manufacture a bit of confidence to keep that anxiety at bay.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I want to say that, you know, we don't want to be flippant about this because this is a really serious condition for many people. Mm. And, you know, a lot of people are seeking or undergoing, you know, professional assistance for this problem. And so I'm not so much talking about it at that level, but the reality is we also have to function day to day. So we're in those situations where, you know, you really feel like your confidence has deserted you, you know, you can kind of feel it running out the door. There are some things that you can do in the moment to give yourself an instant confidence boost. The trick here though, is that many times, many of us don't remember to do it in the moment. We let the panic kind of take over it.
Yes, I'm one of those people. And you just, like, you let everything just kind of get the better of you.
If we are clever enough to remember, what are these tips?
Let's say that you've actually gone in the room. Maybe you've got to speak, you know, in front of a group of people at a meeting or it's a job interview. Or what I want to suggest is you actually put your attention on the other people in the room, not on yourself. Now,
right.
This sounds really opposite to how you'll be feeling. But the reality is, when you're not feeling confident, you're feeling self-conscious. So this is where, and I wonder if you can relate to this, you know, you're worrying about, you know, how do I look? Should I have worn this particular shirt? Does my hair look all right? Oh, my voice sounds really funny. And what I'm saying, is that making sense? And we start to really obsess about our own performance.
Mm.
So the more you can put your focus on the others in the room and really ask yourself, how can I serve these people? Something else that's helped me is actually imagining that I've got a trolley full of baggage. Imagine, you know, you've flown into the airport from overseas and you've got a trolley full of suitcases.
Yeah.
And imagine that's all the baggage you bring into those situations. And I say, right, you are staying outside the door. It's kind of like a clean slate. So throwing your focus onto the other people, leaving your baggage at the door. And the third one, and again, this one is probably something that sounds a little bit obvious, but in my experience, most of us don't do this. When we're going into a situation where we know we've got to perform well, have an outcome in mind. Know exactly what you want to achieve, and maybe what you want to achieve is simply getting through the situation, you know, without breaking out into a sweat or getting through the information you've got to present. So setting a realistic goal in that moment, even if the goal is only for what happens in the next 10 minutes.
A couple of little things that we can do to try and just boost through those situations. We really appreciate you chatting with us this morning. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM.
Doing Worst Joke Wednesday.
Yes, now this is where we want your jokes that are so bad that they're good, and if they're good enough or worse enough, that you can put yourself in the draw to win that $100 Visa gift card.
Yeah, our MVP prize this morning. And to get this segment underway, we do need the king of Worst Joke Wednesday, the undisputed champ. Well, actually, he is the disputed champ. Every Wednesday we dispute him. But before we get to your jokes, mate, your daughter's not too well at the moment.
She had knee surgery yesterday. It was supposed to be day surgery, but she was in a lot of pain after that. She ended up spending the night in hospital. So, just a shout-out. Hope she's feeling a little bit better today, and Dad loves you.
Oh, Steve-o, look, I feel her pain. I've had knee surgery before too. So, Xavier, you know, get well soon. Or speedy recovery, babe. We love you.
And hopefully these jokes put a little smile on your face.
I don't know about that. That's a bit of a stretch.
All right, well, let's get into them here.
The other day I got hit by a rental car. Hurts.
Ah!
Jeez, you're opening up this
morning.
Oh,
my gosh. Okay. All right.
Why did Adele cross the road?
Oh, why did Adele cross the road?
To say hello
from the other side.
Yeah.
No, I say we're going to do better than that.
I wish you could be in studio to see how stoked Jules was with ourselves.
I'm so happy.
All right, Jules has got one this morning, Steve-o.
Oh, yeah, right.
You've probably heard it because I've been playing it over the last 12 hours, 24 hours.
You mumbled. I heard a bit of a mumble. Oh. Let's hear it.
He's cracking at your delivery,
I was trying not to laugh over it, okay? I had to try and deliver it out without laughing. What kind of overalls does Mario wear?
Don't know.
Denim. You know that's good. Don't even try and deny it.
All righty, I'm bringing something to the table here as well today.
Oh, Jesse, hello.
Here we go.
I bought a ceiling fan the other day.
Yeah.
Complete waste of money. He just stands there and applauding, saying, oh, look how smooth it is. Oh, he reckons he's won it this morning. A little bit of a giggle from Steve-o.
Jeez, Jesse, that was a really good one, actually. Yeah, I like it. I think we've outdone you this morning, eh?
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, okay, well let's put it out there. On 13, 12, 16, if you can outdo us, give us your worst joke Wednesdays.
Now, Imogen from Capel, what's your worst joke Wednesday, mate?
Well, I won't be living in Capel for long.
Why?
I'm moving to Perth.
Are you really? Aww. Oh, I thought that was a joke. Oh,
that's no fun at all. You're going to have to make sure you still call us, though. You can listen to us on the app.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool, make sure you stream us, babe. We can't lose our favourite listener.
Have separation anxiety.
Do you have a joke for us this morning? Is this going to be your last one?
I've got three.
Okay, all right, let's hear them.
I once had a dream. It was about an orange soda ocean.
Oh. Okay.
Turns out it was just a fantasy.
Okay, number two.
How many seconds are in a year?
How many seconds are in the year?
Don't know.
Oh, gosh. Must be a big number.
12 seconds of January, 2nd.
Good. All right, what's your last one?
What starts with P, ends with E, and has a million billion letters in it?
Oh.
Oh, I don't know.
A post office.
Oh. Oh, that's awesome, babe. Okay, we have Bron from Bunbury. What's your worst joke?
Good morning. What do bats sing when it's raining?
Oh,
I don't know.
Raindrops keep falling on my feet.
Oh, I love it, Bron. Thanks so much for the call this morning.
No worries.
See you, babe. Tim from Australian, what is your worst joke Wednesday?
Well, who's the straightest person in the kingdom?
The straightest person in the kingdom?
Oh, I don't know.
It'd have to be the king because he's the ruler.
You've been listening to the Jesse and Jules Catch-Up on Hit FM.